Being boss of the ABC is widely regarded as one of the most challenging jobs in the country, and there was much anticipation before Michelle Guthrie delivered her speech at the annual Lowy Media Awards last night.
My first few months at the ABC has really highlighted the importance of an international perspective in the job. Our audiences and our media colleagues long ago transcended national borders, and the ABC needs to be truly global in its thinking and its actions.
Ms Guthrie comes to the job of managing director after 13 years living in the UK and Asia, working as an executive for companies in Rupert Murdoch's News Limited stable and for Google. As the Lowy Institute's executive director, Michael Fullilove, noted, she brings much more than her CV in media, communications and technology.
Michelle has lived a very international life. She is a Chinese-Australian whose parents met in Papua New Guinea. Quite rightly, it is often noted that Michelle is the first female managing director of the ABC. But it's less often noted that she is the first managing director to speak Mandarin and Cantonese.
Like many media organisations, the ABC is facing straitened economic times. Ongoing cuts since 2014 have hit its international division harder than any other. In her speech to the Lowy Institute, Michelle Guthrie highlighted the importance of international services, including Australia Plus and Pacific Beat, and signalled a tighter focus on audiences in three key markets.
We're closely considering ways in which to increase our reach in key markets of China, Indonesia and the Pacific.
In Asia, the focus will be on innovative partnerships and digital syndication. The Pacific will get a higher priority.
In the Pacific, where there are quite different audience needs to Asia, the focus is on exploring new distribution channels to reach people and an expanded content offering for the region that would include English and Pidgin audio content and an enhanced Pacific Beat news service.
The ABC will work to make more of its apps, online content and its popular catch-up service iView available to an international audience. All this will contribute, Ms Guthrie said, to the soft power push that bolsters Australia on the world stage.
Having spent a large amount of time overseas and seeing the sums that are being invested in media outreach, it is perplexing to me that we're punching well below our weight in the exercise of soft power.
Soft power means different things to different people. In a world in which some countries are using their international services for megaphone diplomacy, Ms Guthrie sees the ABC's contribution to soft power coming from its editorial independence. The high regard in which the ABC is held in the region comes, she said, from its reputation for delivering news without fear or favour. In question time after her speech, she was asked for clarification.
Where you can show Australia at its best is showing something like Q&A or showing some of our sort of very rich and critical debate, because that's how you demonstrate democracy in action. It isn't about propaganda. I mean, that's not what I'm advocating in any way, shape or form in terms of soft power. But I do think that being present is important and having a voice is important. And that doesn't mean, you know, being the voice of the Australian government, but I do think it is engaging with the region.